Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jeff Buchanan and the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
Even more interesting, Kayla has been disinvited from a wedding. Ordinarily, no big deal.
Yeah, normally I wouldn't care, but...
And because you're close enough that you got an invite.
Yeah. Okay. So we're like childhood friends.
Right.
Like we grew. I like we're close, but I think it's one of those things that like she just kind of like invited me because you almost felt obligated, which is fine.
Wasn't the deal? If I recall this, we first talked about this internally, like almost a week ago. If I recall the situation, you were childhood friends, but like by high school you kind of split off.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I got all kinds of folks like that. You know, people like you that you played with in the streets, and then once you got to high school, it wasn't. My buddy Terry Anderson, who I love like a brother to this day, but I'll bet after our junior year of high school, we probably spoke twice.
And now as a grown adult, you only see Terry once every 5, 6, maybe 7 years,
if that.
Yeah, exactly. That's how this relationship is.
See him on Facebook. That's enough. You know what I mean?
Right.
I see it. You know, he just did some really nice stuff with his backyard. Yeah, that's good for me. Whatever. Yeah. So you're not crushed by not going to the wedding.
No, it normally wouldn't bother me, but this situation is really, I don't know what to do because I'm mad because they still want the Backstreet. They're still going to come here.
They asked you for tickets.
They asked me for them.
And so you said yes.
Yes. And that was the whole point. That was their gift for me.
And here's the part that we're leaving out. She bought the meet and greets.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Like, I went all out for this. I got the really good seats.
I didn't know that. Why wouldn't you? Because you know they're going to tell everybody.
Exactly.
They're going to tell everybody back home.
And it's their wedding and it's their honeymoon. And I was like, I thought it would be a special treat.
Yeah, I hear you. So the question becomes, she has now been disinvited from the wedding. Do you torpedo the Backstreet Boys ticket? I mean, honestly, I'm a bit torn on that one.
Well, because there's a definite high road angle on this.
Yes. Thank you for understanding. Because that's how I'm like...
It's a road that I shall not be taking. But yeah, yes, there is an angle there.
Oh, immediately I'm like, oops, sorry. Had to buy food. You know what I mean? Or whatever.
Yeah.
Or I saw a coach bag that I really wanted. Thanks.
Or I now hate you. Oh, no, I'm just going to make you answer that. But
you'd never.
No.
That's not the way she rolls.
You know what? Lasso.
Yeah.
What do? Do you give him the tickets or do you go, sorry, you've been disinvited from the Backstreet Boys?
I don't know. It really depends on the gift. So if it's Backstreet Boys tickets.
No, it doesn't depend on the gift. This is the gift.
This is the gift?
Yeah.
I'd probably give it to him. I'm not a big Backstreet Boys fan, so.
That doesn't matter.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I can find somebody here.
Are you a money fan?
Well, like if I got
do you like
a
money?
Flat screen TV.
Right.
And they disinvited me then I'd be like, okay, well maybe I'll take the flat screen TV.
Isn't a pair of Backstreet Boys tickets with meet and greets? Isn't a lot like...
It's a lot of money. That's
like
all you have to know.
$600-$700?
I will not disclose how much I actually spent on the gift, but yes, it's not cheap.
I'll look it up on my own. I can do it. Okay, so quit dancing around the question.
Okay, yeah, I'd probably return it then. I'd probably return it. If it's $600-$700 and they disinvited me from the wedding...
Say like 50 bucks.
Yeah,
and then you got them a Chili's gift card.
Yeah, and Chili's, honestly, good burgers. Good burgers at Chili's.
I'm done with you. Do I have to ask you, Spence?
Well, I would take it a little a different level of disinviting them, but you know, I can save that for later. Or I can tell you now.
No, tell me now.
Okay, so this is what I would do, Kayla Jo. I would take the tickets back, but I would tell them that they still have tickets and that they're at will call, and then just let them have a good time not getting tickets when they get there.
Oh my God, that's so evil. Yeah,
you are so evil. Ryan's not too far. Oh, a hot girl named Ryan, as we know.
Yeah.
We know. No, and you're evil too. On a similar vein where Spence is going, Ryan, what do you do?
I had said I may return the ticket, but now finding out that it's the meet and greet, I would be petty AF, and I would absolutely go and post it all over social media, having such a great time. Look at all this fun that I'm having.
And, and use their wedding hashtag. Yeah. Oh, this is brilliant.
Thank you.
Yes. Absolutely. Oh,
literally, that's an action. That's a legit reaction. What? Okay, wait a minute. Which is more evil? What is more evil? What Ryan has done or what Spence has done? Do you go put it on the put it on social using the wedding hashtag? Is that more evil or is telling them no, that's fine, everything's still great, and then they go to Will Call and there's no tickets?
Oh, they're both so bad. Oh,
wow.
Spence is a little more evil.
I
but
don't
because I want to save face, but Kayla,
yeah, and Kayla, by the way,
go with, I'm available.
Yeah, you turn the phone off too, because when they get to Will Call and they discover their names aren't there, they're calling you. Hey, Kayla, the tickets aren't here, and all they get is two rings, voicemail.
Yeah, you know what? I might even go as far as to go buy a burner phone and reach out one more time and just go, here's my new number. And
or,
it's a burner phone.
This is really in depth here.
We're not nice
no,
people.
No.
I know. Trust me, I'm figuring this out today, too.
No.
We're not good people.
Keep the phone on and act like you're actually at the venue inside. But don't respond so quickly. So you wait 15 minutes to respond and go, oh, my God, I don't know what happened. Listen, I'll walk down there. And then don't respond.
Oh.
And then they call back again, and you're like, oh, geez, I had to go use the bathroom. Oh, I just ran into Howie.
I didn't see you guys.
You know, you act like, or you act like it's a butt answer. You just go, what, Howie? Oh, sure, I'd love to come and party with you guys later.
Yeah, you can make a straight up evil.
Oh, my
all
God.
Kinds of stuff.
Or this just, is so vindictive.
Dude, or walk around and film them. Just hide. Walk in behind them, because you'll find them when they come in at Planet Hollywood, because there's only one way in and one way out at the Access Theater.
Yeah.
Right.
So you just film them going in, and you follow them around, and then send it to them when they're frustrated and cursing your name. Oh, this is good.
Oh, God.
I feel like I need a shower right now. Ryan, you're the best. Have a great day.
Jeff Buchanan and the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.